Well, good morning, everybody. I have been just astounded lately about the cloud of witnesses that our second reading talks about. This cloud of witnesses, the saints that are around us, constantly working miracles in our lives. And I've been thinking about just like, this is happening left and right. Several weeks ago, I was talking with a young man who, not from our parishes here, but not too far away, and he's in high school thinking about seminary, and he told me this miracle that he went to bed. He always goes to sleep with a rosary around his wrist, and he holds the crucifix, which is a good thing for all of us to do, because I've heard it said that every time you hold the rosary, you are holding the hand of Our Lady. And so anyway, he told me that he always goes to sleep like this, and he says, I use the same rosary, the one that my grandma gave me. But it wasn't on his nightstand, so he looks for it for a half hour, and he can't find it. And so then he finally gives up, and he says, okay, I'll just go to sleep with this different rosary, and he puts that around his wrist. When he wakes up, guess which rosary was around his wrist? It was the one that his grandma gave him that he could not find for a half hour. Miracle! Miracles happen! They do, and I mean, I was just like, when he told me the story, I'm getting goosebumps, And then Deacon Jack tells me a week ago that he was he went to his Uncle Bill's funeral, and he went with his parents, and while they were going, they were praying the rosary. And right when they finished praying the rosary, they're driving on these country roads to this little church in the middle of nowhere. And right when they finish praying the rosary, they find the street is called Rosary Lane. And then they're talking about Medjugorje, where Our Lady continues to appear. And it's nearby Croatia, and they're talking about this, and right then they pass a church called Our Lady, Queen of Peace. And then they're coming back on the back roads, and they go through, and Deacon Jack's father asks him, who's your confirmation saint? And Deacon Jack says, St. Paul. And right when he says that, it says, welcome to St. Paul. I mean, it's like the saints are everywhere, you guys. Like, do you realize this? And so like a week ago, yesterday, my very good friend from college made her solemn vows as a sister of life in the Cathedral of New York. Cardinal Dolan is the bishop over there. Beautiful Mass. And at the end of Mass, Cardinal Dolan leads the whole congregation in the St. Michael prayer. And I thought, why do we stop doing that? And then come back here on Sunday, and after Spanish Mass, they're saying, Father, how come we don't pray? And I didn't bring it up. How come we don't pray the St. Michael prayer? And then one of our amazing high school students makes me this painting of St. Michael. And they're just like, hello? You know, like God just does these crazy things to remind us that the saints are everywhere. The saints are all over. They're this invisible cloud of witnesses. But here's the thing is that we need, as human beings, we need physical reminders of them. You know? We need a rosary to remind us of Our Lady. Tomorrow's the Assumption. We should all pray the rosary tomorrow. But we need this to remind us that Our Lady is wrapped around us with her mantle, her blue and white mantle. We need pictures of the saints in our houses to remind us of their presence in our lives. We need bracelets with the saints to remind us that they are with us, and that by gazing upon them, we are inspired to achieve the level of greatness and sanctity that they experienced, that they led. Our gospel, Jesus says, I came to set the world on fire. And how he does that is through the saints. He sets the world on fire. And like we look at these, I look at Padre Pio here and I go, man, get me to that level. And I look at St. Christopher. And I think about all that they suffered. And they suffered a lot. Jesus talks a little bit about division. And he says in our gospel, he says, sometimes you will have to separate yourself from poisonous things or poisonous places or poisonous people that are leading you to hell. Sometimes you'll have to separate yourself from things and people and places, and it won't be easy. But if they're leading you to sin, it's time to say goodbye. The saints did it, and they suffered. They sacrificed a ton. They sacrificed as second reading, to the point of shedding blood. Like, have we reached that? Like, and that the saints, that they give us this shining example, and we need these physical reminders, bracelets, rosaries. I have my scapular that I wear every day. I never take it off except for the shower. And then the St. Philip Neri medal that I wear. I was at with my nephews this past week, but I was thinking, we went to Indiana Beach, and it was an interesting place. You feel like you're walking right back into 1990 when you go there. It was a lot of fun. But a year ago, I took them to Holiday World, and I remember that we were standing there in the water park, and we were waiting in one of the lines, and there was this high school kid in front of me, and he was wearing a crucifix around his neck. And I complimented him on that. And he said, my grandpa gave it to me when I was confirmed, and I never take it off. We need to do things like that with our children and our grandchildren and our godchildren, our confirmation sponsees. We need to put things around them that will save them and that will remind them who they are. And when you give it to your confirmation sponsee, you say, don't take it off. Never. Even if you're at the water park in Holiday World, you keep it on, because it will remind you who you are, and it will lead you out of sin, and it will be a poster to the world of Jesus Christ. And that's what we got. We're supposed to be walking billboards for our God. And these physical things are so important. We need these. We need pictures and rosaries, necklaces, bracelets, scapulars. I wear my collar, and sometimes it keeps me out of trouble. You know? And have for yourselves things like that. Things that can save you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.